Welcome to the Becoming Eva podcast, where we discuss real life issues from a woman's perspective.
Becoming Eva seeks to break the silence within the female community while fostering authenticity, transparency, and healing.
We're your hosts, LaToya Moore
and Maya Dawson.
Let's get started. Happy Saturday!
We're here, y'all. Put in the chat if you can hear us, because we know when we're in the studio, we often have technical difficulties, but we're trusting and believing that we've been able to work out the kinks. So please put in the chat if you can hear us. But happy Saturday. We're here. We made it. How are you ladies doing, beautiful ladies?
We're doing good.
Awesome.
Good.
Awesome.
Excited to be here.
Very good. Very good. Toya, how's your week been?
It's been busy. Mm-hmm. I am recovering. We had prom last night.
Oh,
so
yes.
We had it at the Performing Arts Center in Sandy Springs, mm-hmm. and I was over favors. I was like, why do I do this to myself? Put myself in these positions. But we had like 300 bags of stuff, and it was a lot, but it was fun.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I like to dance. So I was out there dancing and having a good time with some of my students, because we don't get to see them in person often.
Yeah.
It's always exciting when we do in-person events and they're like, Miss Moore,
you know,
I'm like, yeah, like sometimes I'm like, they don't turn their cameras on. Mm-hmm. Like I know their names, mm-hmm. but they see me and I don't always see them.
Got
so
you.
When they're excited, I'm like, wait a minute, what's your name? What's your name? What's your name? But some of them that do turn their cameras on, like I know, mm-hmm. like when we meet in person, but it was fun.
I love it. What was the theme for this year?
Enchanted Garden.
Okay.
So I had a green dress.
Yes.
And, you know, they did a beautiful job, like, decorating, and it was very nice.
I love it. I love it. Wow. Oh, I had a good week. Honestly, I had a good week. It was a little long, a little slow, and, you know, still working out kinks. I think y'all knew I was having some back problems, and then the back issues went to my legs, so I was dealing with, like, Charlie horses and trying to massage stuff out and doing I think it's electrolysis, but the little things where you can kind of spark, get some things going. So that was a little challenging, but it was a good week. We made it through. So yeah, but we're glad to be here. So we have a special guest with us this morning. So Toya, would you like to introduce our amazing guest?
Yes. So me and Miss Wanda White, we go way, way, way back to the days when I was working at South Pauling High School. I actually coached volleyball for her daughter, Kayla White.
Yes.
So shout out to Kayla.
Yes.
I know you're doing your thing today, coaching.
Kayla was on one of our Girl Talk panels. Y'all may remember this a couple seasons back. So yes, as y'all can see, the jeans are strong, y'all.
Yes. Beautiful jeans. So we are so excited to have Miss Wanda White here today. She is an author, a mentor, a speaker, and master certified life coach.
Yes.
She is the author of Okay God, I See You. It's a 31-day devotional to remind us God is always with us. And the creator of the Well Hello Gorgeous Journal. She is a life and leadership coach and is very passionate about training, mentoring, and encouraging others to believe that everything they need is already in them. Wanda works with women who are trying to juggle it all, like myself, to find the clarity and balance needed to move forward and pursue their goals. She is a mother of three adult children, two grand dogs,
wow.
and resides in Dallas, Georgia.
Wow.
So we are so excited to have you.
I'm excited to be here.
Yay.
Yeah, I love it. Well, y'all, before we dive into learning more about the amazing Wanda White, you know, we got to talk a little bit about what's trending. Okay, so this may or may not be in your wheelhouse, but I was really excited about this story. So first and foremost, do we have any ballers in the chat, in the BE community, people that either play basketball, love to watch basketball? I personally love to watch basketball. I played a season of basketball in fourth grade, and that wasn't my sport. Found out it wasn't my sport. So I just watch it, you know, with my husband occasionally, but usually I'm watching the NBA. But all that to say, this has been a game-changing year, a record-breaking year for women ballers, okay? Both on the collegiate and professional level, okay? So first and foremost, the NCAA, my bad, y'all. But the NCAA Women's Final Four was a couple of weeks ago, and they had record-breaking viewership. It was between LSU and Ohio, and there was just a lot of talk about the players because, you know, they had Caitlin Clark, I believe that's her last name, who, you know, people were kind of comparing to like Steph Curry, and then they had Angel Reese from LSU, and they had a great story as well because the coach had played for LSU. This was their first time coaching. Long story short, LSU won, but there have been headlines ever since, and just the amount of people watching it. I tell you, I was amazed that my husband was interested in it. Like, he was like, y'all, we about to watch this game. And I was like, what game are you talking about? And I'm thinking like, you know, I'm thinking it's Golden State or something, you know. And we literally watched, and it was a great game, but viewership was through the roof. Everybody was talking about it. And then just recently, the WNBA had a draft, which had record viewership as well. So I just want to give a shout out to the women ballers. So, but yes, y'all have any thoughts? Are y'all fans of the sport, or, you know, heard anything about it or anything?
So I used to play in college, only did one season because, you know, my heart was in volleyball, and then basketball was right after, and then track. And I was like, I feel like I don't have a break, like, because you had to come back early from like Christmas, you know, that Christmas month break in college. Yeah. And so I did it 1 year in college, and I was like, it's too much, too much, too much. But I absolutely love playing basketball, but volleyball, that's my first love as it relates to sports. And then, of course, I've been keeping up with the news with all the drama with Angel and, you know, is she doing too much?
Yes.
And I can relate to that. When I was in college playing volleyball, I felt like there were two particular refs that did not like me because when I would spike, we had this whole like cheer that we would do.
Yeah.
And he was like, you're taunting, you're celebrating too much. And you know, I think guys get more of a pass when they do that type
Absolutely.
Of stuff. And it's not like I was really taunting. I was just kind of like celebrating if I knew it was the spike. He was like, you're taunting. Mm. And then my coach was like taking up for me.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, you know, so it was just these two particular refs that I recall that would say like, you're doing too much. But they used to call me Princess Beast.
All right. But I think, okay, I told y'all, I learned a little something about for you every episode, Princess Beast.
That was my nickname that they gave me. Even on senior night, they made a shirt that said like Princess Beast. Because
it.
You know, I'm girly, super
but
girly.
You go hard,
but I'm super competitive.
So
they were like, who is this chick? Like,
I love that.
That's a great compliment. Ah! You're like you have to get excited.
I love
playing volleyball. And it's like this new person comes out when you're like really competitive.
Okay,
and
Sasha Fierce.
You know. Don't tell me. No, don't do that. No. You know what I mean? Like, it's like you know, like your competitive person comes out, and it's not that you're a nasty person or you're being mean or whatever. It's just like, it's just
confidence
and competitiveness. Yeah. I was like, leave that girl alone.
Exactly.
Yeah, leave her alone. She's an athlete.
Yeah.
And that's what we do.
Yeah. Now, fun fact, y'all, Toya used to coach Miss Wanda's daughter, Kayla. So as a mom of an athlete, do you have any insight you'd like to share?
Oh my goodness, from the stands watching, you know, we feel like we are out there with them playing. We're coaching from the stands.
Yes.
You know, I've been told a couple of times, Mom, I can hear you. Like, I want you to hear me. I want you to do this.
That's true.
But you get involved as a parent as well, and you want your kids out there doing their best. And you want them out there celebrating and feeling confident in what they're doing. You don't want them holding back because somebody's saying something about them or whatever, go out there and do it. You got that talent. Use it. There put it up. Go. Put it out there. Show
there
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. And for me, I will say I really enjoyed the fact that these women, not only were they balling, but they were like fly while they were balling. I was like, okay, hair. Okay, nails. Like they looked cute. Okay. Princess Beast. Okay, like okay. they had their Princess Beast action going. So all that to say, it's been a great year for women ballers. So, you know, be on the lookout. I really feel like, you know, the WNBA is going to have more eyes on it. You know, the NCAA for women is going to have more eyes on it. So be on the lookout if you haven't already. Okay. Next story. If y'all are not familiar with the singer-songwriter Chrisette Michelle, she actually posted a very interesting video on, I think it was IG, but I really loved what she had to say. She was talking about fame and how everybody is, you know, out here trying to be famous, you know, especially with social media. Everybody can be famous if they want to, you know, post something, you know, that goes viral and, you know, do this, do that, you know. Artists, of course, they can release their music, their content online without going through distributors. But she was talking about how in order to really be famous, it's not always the people that are the most talented or selling the most records that are rising to the top, but it's the people that are serving. She was talking about how this generation in particular is very passionate about helping those that are around them. And so when they rally around a good cause, they're able to, you know, draw attention and build their fan base that way. So is service the new famous? Any thoughts?
I think it's an interesting concept. Mm-hmm. I feel like being of service to people is such a wonderful thing to do. And I don't think that's anyone's motivation to be mm-hmm. famous. Mm-hmm. It's to serve others. And what you do in this world is the only thing that's going to matter in the end when we all stand before God. Yeah. You're going to be accountable for what you do. Yeah. So who cares if anyone else knows your name? Mm-hmm. Like, why try to be famous?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Those are my thoughts.
I love that. Wow.
And I agree. Like, mm-hmm. why is that your motive to be famous? Because when you serve from your heart, or at least you should.
That's good.
You know, and so if you're out there trying to make your name great and trying to do all these things, then that's what you're going to get. But if you're doing it from the heart, then God is gonna, like you said, God's going to open that up. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going to be the one that's going to make you famous and show you up and put you in the right places and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it boils down to motive of why you're doing it. If you're really doing it from your heart mm-hmm. and you don't care about people knowing your name, or if you really want to be out there and be famous for everybody to know mm-hmm. you. Yeah.
That's really good. I mean, I hope honestly that that is the new trend, because it just reminds me of how, you know, Jesus was like, you know, the greatest of these, you know, will be the least of these. Those that, you know, if you want to be the greatest, you got to serve. So I love it. So we'll see if Chrisette Michelle is right. And in the meanwhile, y'all serve. Okay. So I'm going to turn it over to Toya to kick us off with Miss Wanda's origin story.
Yes. So could you tell Becoming Eva fans a little bit about yourself, like where you're from, what was it like growing up for you?
I am from this little town called Victoria, Virginia. Okay. No one's ever heard of it, I'm sure. But it is on the map, I promise. It's a little small country town. Grew up there with my mom and dad. I have one sister. I moved to Tennessee when I was 18, 19.
Wow. What part of Tennessee?
Nashville.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was in Nashville for a while, and then we transitioned here. Mm-hmm. So I've been here. So, grew up in the country, know all about that country life mm-hmm. and playing outside and playing the street and all that stuff, coming in when the street lights come on and, you know, that type of thing. So that's where I started. Grew up in church. My mom taught Sunday school. My dad was an usher. My dad still is an usher. My mom now plays the piano at church.
So I've
always been in church, always had that background coming up. So always been exposed to that. So just carried me on through.
I love it. How long have you been here in Atlanta?
I've been here 17 years.
Wow.
So I guess this is home now.
Yes.
There we go. It's official.
Is home now. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've been here for 17 years.
That's amazing. So growing up in the church, I always like to ask people, I mean, you know, of course you're around Christianity, you're around believers, but when would you say you yourself began to develop your own personal relationship with God?
Oh my goodness. It was in adulthood.
Wow.
I remember when I got baptized. I was a kid when I got baptized. I remember it clear. I got baptized in the creek, which remember, I'm in the country.
Wow.
So I do remember that. I remember that. But when I became older and started serving and got involved in church, actually in Tennessee, I was with the, I got partnered with the family. When I moved there, my son played football. And so they kind of adopted us. And we went to church with them and they were serving. And so, of course, you know, we started serving and getting more and more involved. And it just kind of grew from there. My own personal relationship when I just kind of adopted that. And then after that, I was your super holy saint. You can't tell me anything. I was all of that. But really being an adult, making my own decision and being put in that environment and being able to choose for myself. That's when it really became real for me.
Wow. I love hearing that. Yeah. Because so many people, you know, they almost feel like they're going to become Christian by osmosis or believer by I'm like, no, this is a personal relationship we have here. And I appreciate the fact that as an adult, you were like, I'm making the decision for myself. Like, that's huge.
Yeah. So. Because, you know, our parents make the decisions for us when we're young. And, you know, they're like, you want to get baptized? And you're like, okay, you know, do I really, you know, do I really want to? And even with my kids, I remember them saying they wanted to get baptized when they were younger. And I was like, for real, you sure? Like, I'm all happy and excited. But also now that they've become an adult, they have decided, you know, for themselves that this is the path that they want to take. So that means so much, you know, to be able to make that decision, because then it's yours. And we can't say anybody forced you, anybody made you, you know. Did I live a perfect life because I got baptized as a kid? Absolutely not. You know, you know, so, but I came back to the place that my roots were.
That's good.
It's beautiful.
That.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
So earlier we talked a little bit about your devotional and your journal and you being a life coach and you love mentoring. And you do a lot of different things. So how did you discover what your true passion was as it relates to the different things that you do?
I think it kind of boils back down to what we've been talking about, which is serving. I have been serving in ministry for a long time. I have been serving people and didn't even really know what I was doing. I just thought I was helping. I didn't really have a label or a term for it.
The best kind of service, really.
You know, and things just started happening and I started getting asked to do certain things and I'm like, why are they asking me? And then I'm having conversations with God in my head, like, ain't nobody else in here you can talk to?
Can you talk to them? Can you tap them on the shoulder, please?
Can you, can you talk to them and tell them to do what you're telling me to do? Like, there's nobody else, but just really serving led me down that path. And and people coming to me, asking me questions, asking me for advice, or, you know, wanting me to pray for them, or wanting, you know, to, you know, just be encouraged by what I had to say. And I'm just like, wait a minute. What's happening here, God? Okay. And so now it's just, it's almost like second nature now. Like it just happens. And I'm just, I still fight it. Don't get me wrong. I still fight it. But, but just knowing that, you know, my heart is for people, you know, and I want to make sure that people are good and I want to make sure they have what they need. And if I can help them, then I'm willing to help them. So it just all happened through serving. It just all happened through serving and listening. And, you know, God said do. And I was like, are you sure? Like, are Yes, sir. We're going to do that.
That's not small at all. Like, like literally listening to what you said is number one, your willingness to serve, your obedience in what God was telling you, your openness. You know what I mean? Like, those are the reasons why, you know, God kept tapping you on the shoulder.
I know. Because you were I wasn't always willing. I wasn't always obedient. And I'm like, okay, God, I remember one time in particular, God told me to do something. And I literally said this whole conversation all over again, and I didn't hear anything else, and I got scared. And I was like, okay, I'm moving. And it was like one of the best decisions that I made to actually take that step forward and stop doubting, because that's what we do a lot of times. I know for me, I doubt when I hear God. Is this God telling me to do this? Does this make sense? Should I really be doing this? Like, this don't make sense to nobody. Like
that, you know, that's what I said for becoming Eva. I said, wait a minute.
Did I hear you right?
You talking to me? Oh, nah.
I love it. Look at God's faithfulness, though. That's amazing.
Yes. He who began the good work, right?
Amen. Amen. I love it. So you talked a little bit about just the different hats that you wear, but can you specifically talk about how your passion and purpose serves those that are around you?
So I, like you ladies, are super busy. We have a lot of things going on. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much the ladies that I come in contact with. Everybody has a lot on their plate. Mm-hmm. And I think for us, we get so busy with helping, serving, working, we forget about us. And that's where I come in. That's what I want to do. I want to remind you that you are important. What you do for others is important. But if you're down, you can't serve anybody.
That's the
you
truth.
Can't help anybody. Yeah. So when we're around, my goal is for you to feel like your cup is now full so you can continue to pour when you go out to others.
Wow. I love
that. Well, fill me up.
Till I overflow. I won't sing.
Fill me up.
I feel like, can we get just a couple of tips, you know, for the busy women out there that need to learn how to prioritize themselves in order to do all that they do. Can you give just like three tips to say, you know, try this or start with that, or, you know, a little something.
Okay. So let's start with, mm-hmm. start your day with God. If you don't do anything else, start your day with God. Prayer. You don't have to have a long hour-long prayer session where you're speaking in tongues and all of those things, but invite God into your day.
That's good.
Ask him, what do you want me to do today? What do you have for me today? How can I serve today? What's on the agenda today? Give him the day and start there. Mm. That's the best thing that you can do. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing you can do is write it down.
That's so good.
Write it down. It's simple, but you have to write it down. Because me, God will be telling me stuff, and I'll be like, oh, I got to do this. I got to and check it off and mm-hmm. check it off, and I forget. I'm like, oh man, what was it? If I didn't write it down, it may not get done. So write it down. Have your schedule, have your calendar, have your sticky note, whatever it is, but write it down. And then make sure you mark those things off. There's something about drawing a line through mm-hmm. it, putting a check mark through it, mm-hmm. celebrating that, oh, I got that done. And then you can look back and you can see all of the things that wow. you have accomplished when you just prioritize and when you just organize. But I will say, don't try to do it all in one day.
That's good.
You know, only give what God gives you for that day.
Amen.
Like, we have future plans and we want to do all this stuff in the future. Mm-hmm. And we can plan today for the future, mm-hmm. but don't try to live in the future today.
Mm. Right.
So, you know, don't try to live in the future.
That
today.
Is so good, y'all.
Thank you.
That is so good. I love it. I love, and as simple as practical as that was, like, that works wonders. Like, it works wonders. I'm a testament to that. Like, literally, when I lay my day out before God, he makes it clear what I am to focus on, what I am to not focus on, what I am to do. And honestly, I would say for me, probably recently, maybe I would say since my health journey has really, really been in full swing, I kind of live by the rule of two, where, three is kind of pushing it, but where I literally break my day up into chunks. So I've got 9 to 12 or morning. I've got afternoon 1 to 4. And then I've got evening 7 to 9. And it's like, okay, what one thing do I need to prioritize during those windows? Now, it doesn't mean I'm not getting anything else done. I may, but quite honestly, I may not. But whatever priority I have for those windows is what I'm focused on. And then everything else is just gravy. If I can do anything else, great. But for me, I literally had to simplify it that much where I was like, this is what I'm prioritizing. And it keeps me from procrastinating and it keeps me from overcommitting mm-hmm. and it keeps me from biting off more than I can chew.
So
that's like I said, that's just me. Maybe you could do 4, 5, 6. That's fine. Maya said she doing the rule of 2, maybe 3. Like, that's it. And I say 2 because I have some evenings where I'm like, I'm not doing nothing this evening. My brain is fried. I'm not doing anything this evening. So
it's real when you get busy and when you mark those 1 or 2 things off, because that's the piece that we really miss, is to celebrate. Because
that's
we want to do all of the things. We want to do the 50 things that mm-hmm. are on the list, but we forget to celebrate the 1 or 2 that we did get done, because it's still progress.
Mm-hmm.
We still got something accomplished and we overlooked that, and we beat ourselves up because we didn't get the 48 other things done, instead of saying, you know what? I'm proud of myself. I got those two things, and that was an accomplishment for me, for where I am. And even those two things are going to propel me forward, and they're going to push me to where I need to be. Amen. So we have to have grace on ourselves. Yeah. And that's why I say mark it off and celebrate when you put that check mark or draw that line. Yes, I did that. Mm-hmm. I sure did. And that is worthy to be celebrated, because we don't do that for ourselves enough.
That's good. That celebration piece is key. I forget to celebrate. That's really good.
I do too.
That's really good. Yeah. And it's celebrate. I got one thing done today off my list. Celebrate. Acknowledge that, because it adds up over the days. You know, if you're checking off 1, 2, 3 things a day over the week, that's 10 to 15 things that you've accomplished. Like, mm-hmm. that adds up. It so does. That's really good. Yeah. Wow. Whew. Toya, you think we have anything else for the or? I feel like I'm ready for notable moments.
I'm ready for notable moments.
Okay, kick us off.
Okay, so we talked about a little bit about Okay, God, I See You.
Love that.
Now, that title,
yes,
just the title alone,
yes,
it's speaking to me.
Yes.
Could you tell us what led you to write it and a little bit about what people can learn about Okay, God, I See You? What's in there? What do we have to look forward to on this devotional?
So, Okay, God, I See You came about. It's been a long time in the making, and I didn't even know it. Mm-hmm. I would wake up in the morning, like you talk about starting my day with God, and God is speaking, and I would just be writing. You know, if I read a scripture or if I wake up with a scripture, whatever would come, I would just over the course of time just be writing, not thinking that I was going to create or write a devotional or anything, not even thinking that I was even a writer. Like, that was a far stretch. So for anybody who doesn't think that they can do it, look at me.
I love that.
And COVID hit. COVID hit when I was turning 50. And for some reason, when I, you know, realized I was turning 50, I was like, okay, we got to do something. legacy. I have children. Like, I got to do something. Yes. I got to live my life. I got to figure this out.
Yes.
And, I just started compiling all of the things that I had been writing, and I put them in a devotional. And it's so crazy, because I actually watched one of your episodes that you had Courtney Richard on.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I love it.
And I was listening to her, mm-hmm. and I ended up reaching out to her, and she ended up walking me through and helping me with my book. So we do go back, a long way.
Yeah.
So it came about because, like I said, legacy for one, but then also during COVID, y'all know everybody was like, where's God? What's happening? What's going on? Is he here?
Mm-hmm.
And even in the midst of everything that's going on, you can still see God if you would just take a moment to listen and to look and see what he's doing and hear what he's saying. So in the devotional, it's meant to encourage you. It's meant to inspire you. It's meant to challenge you to see him in the midst of whatever that circumstance is, because we always tend to focus on the negative. We always want to know why God is this happening and God is not here and he doesn't know. But in those tough moments, can we focus on God? Can we take our attention off of whatever's going
on
and put our attention on God just for a few minutes?
Yeah.
And it's intentionally not long. It's intentionally, where you can do it in that morning quiet time or that evening quiet time in that one session, so you can, you know, get it in. And it's one scripture a day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you can, if you can just meditate on one,
one
throughout the day, it'll carry you and just begin to see God in everything that you're doing, because he's there. He's in the midst of it. But we don't always acknowledge him. We don't always recognize him. We don't always take the time to see him.
Yeah.
So that's what the devotional is designed and inspired and hopefully to do, is to encourage you to see God in whatever that situation is, good, bad, or ugly. He's there and he's in the midst. And I always say, when stuff happens, I'm okay, God. So that is just how that title came, because I'm like, okay, God, I get it. Like I was saying, when he's talking to me, I'm like, okay, God, okay.
Yep.
And so seeing him in the midst of it all is the bottom line of it.
I love that. Now, I just want to make sure, first of all, I think we had a little bit of a technical difficulty, but I hope y'all got all that. I just want to make sure for the 31-day devotional. Now, what were the, like, were the scriptures based on like a particular book, a particular theme or topic, or did each day kind of have its own theme?
Each
story?
Day has its own theme, its own day, because, you know, we go through all different days.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, One day we talk about a harvest. One day we talking about, you know, being on top of the mountain. Mm-hmm. One day we're talking about even speaking to that mountain.
Yeah.
My favorite day in the devotional is the last day of the book. Mm-hmm. And it is actually a letter from God.
Oh, that's cool.
And when God spoke it, I was like in tears. And even now when I read that last day, it just does something inside of me, because my favorite scripture is Psalms 131. I love that scripture. Yes. I tell anybody, he who keeps Israel never slumbers nor sleeps. Mm. So I can go to bed and Amen. I can rest Amen. Because he's awake. I love that. And that last day talks. It was a letter from God to me. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about how he saw me. He saw my tears. He saw the hurt. He saw the pain. He was right there with me. He never left me. And it just encouraged me. And I was like, I'm going to share that, because it was so powerful in my own life with what I went through. Mm-hmm. And him being there and speaking to me and knowing that this is what he's saying. I saw you. It didn't catch me by surprise. I was there with you. I was right there in the middle of it. And it just, so each day carries its own.
I love that.
Each day, because like I said, we go through different things, different days. But that last day,
I love
that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I'm honored. I feel like, Toya, I feel like we had a hand in helping to like bring it to fruition. Amazing.
You did.
Courtney is amazing. First of all, Courtney Richard, if you are not familiar with her, check her out. She's like doing her thing now too. She actually just launched her own podcast a couple months ago. So super excited for her, but extremely accomplished, you know, speaker, writer, presenter. And so we were honored to have her on a couple seasons ago to talk about building your brand, and just thinking about how that helps spark. Mm-hmm. Okay, God, I see you.
Ooh,
that's amazing. Shit. That's encouraging to me.
That is very encouraging.
Mm-hmm. Very.
What you were saying was really also resonating with me. I was reflecting back to what sparked me to write my first book, The One Who Restores. Mm-hmm. And when I was going through all of that horrible time of grief, and it was just so hard. I felt like I didn't really have support around me or people around me. And, you know, God really reminded me that he was there with me, and he saw every tear that fell from my eyes. And through my pain, you know, he was able to produce this book out of my pain and my sorrow. And then on the other side, gave me restoration and joy and like all these other blessings. So, you know, there's always sunshine after the storm. Yeah. And so it's just a reminder that God is with us.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Through it all.
I love that. It's amazing how I always feel like God usually produces the most amazing things in and through us during times that seem so traumatic and so just, you know, discouraging. Like, it's in those moments usually that he's like building us up and fortifying us and creating something in us that will, you know, lead to the fruit that you were talking about, Toya. Like, mm-hmm. that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, he turns it around.
Yes.
It may look bad and it feels bad when we're in it, but he will turn it around if we just hold on and allow him, you know, to do those things. So,
Well, congratulations. Tell our BE community where they can find OK God, I See You.
It is on Amazon. So you can search OK God, I See You. It's O-K-A-Y. A lot of people put in OK, just the OK.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's spelled O-K-A-Y. So if you just put in OK God, the O and the K, you may not see it, but it's O-K-A-Y. And I keep saying it like I'm reading it.
That's okay.
Instead of spelling it, it's O-K-A-Y. God, I see you.
We can put the link inside of the comments.
Absolutely.
For this episode.
Yes. I love that. Good stuff. Very good stuff. So it seems like from there you went on to create an amazing journal as well. So do you want to tell us about the Well Hello Gorgeous Journal?
Yes. So the Well Hello Gorgeous Journal is just the title, like, Well Hello Gorgeous, because when you read it, I want you to be speaking to yourself, you know, and saying how gorgeous you are. And through creating and writing OK God, I See You, I started playing on the computer and playing on Canva. Mm-hmm. And I just started liking it and just really like, okay, what else can I do?
You know? I love
and
it.
Once you get started, you know, the momentum goes and you just like, what can I do next? What can I do next? Mm-hmm. And in the devotional, there are pages, there's like after each day, there's a page for you to write any of your reflections. Mm-hmm. But in the journal, it's the journal is separate from the devotional, but it's like for you to really like take those quiet times with mm-hmm. God, whatever you want to do. If you want to write out your vision, if you want to write out your day, if you want to write out your prayer, whatever your hopes, your wishes, your dreams, mm-hmm. you know, your frustrations, whatever that is, there's space for that in there. If you want to process your day, I've got some questions in there, you know, to help you process your day. Some coloring pages in there, because coloring That's is so awesome. Therapeutic Ooh. To get you, you know, yes, out of that space that you could be in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everything is just meant to encourage and inspire you to not stay stuck where you are, but to push forward.
I love that. I am just thinking about how I need to get that for someone. I was actually just talking with a family member about just, you know, making sure they have an outlet to, you know, to write, to create, to, you know, reflect, to encourage, all of that. And that sounds like the perfect resource.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And I love that. Hello. Well, hello, gorgeous. Yeah. Like, it makes me think of, I think that Mary J. Blige has a song called Good Morning, Gorgeous. So I was like, you might have a little marketing opportunity there to go on and link up, Mary J., if you, you know, if you're listening, if this catch your attention.
Yes.
We got a partner for you. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. So I love that. I love that. So like you said, once you start, the momentum just keeps going. So I'm going to ask for three more tips. Well, I know I'm holding up like more than three things, but I'm going to ask for three more tips on just how someone can get started. Practical steps they can take if they've got a book in them, if they've got a journal in them, if they just got a thought or an idea in them that they're trying to bring to fruition. What are three steps they can take?
First thing is to just start. Mm-hmm. And I know that is like everybody says, just start. But where do I start at? Start with that thought. Mm. Write it down. It mm-hmm. doesn't matter. You're the only person that's going to see it at first. So you can do the brain dump and write down all of the thoughts that you have in your mind. Just get it out so you can see it.
That's good.
It's something really, really about putting pen to paper that changes how you see things, because mm-hmm. then it becomes real. But write it down. Just start there with writing it down. And just know that the second thing is you don't have to have all of the resources. Mm. You don't. People think I can't start because I don't have this money. That's I don't good. Have this connection. I don't have this, that.
That's
before.
So good.
You don't have to have all of those things to start. Mm-hmm. You have to go ahead and start where you
wow.
are. The other thing that you don't need to start, and I know mm-hmm. you said what you do need to start, but I want you to know what you don't need, because mm-hmm. these are things that people think you need. Mm-hmm. You don't have to know it all.
Amen.
You don't have to know it all to start. Just so you know, you do not have to be an expert yet. Mm-hmm. You grow and you build to that. But you start that. With what you have. You don't have to know it all. We have resources. We have people. We mm-hmm. have Google now. Mm-hmm. You know, we have all of these things that can help us build and grow from that level. But you have to start with where you are. And you may not know. That. You just may have a passion for it.
Yeah.
Learn as you go. Don't stop learning. Mm-hmm. Learn as you go. But don't let that be a reason to say, no, I can't do this. I've never written a book, so I'm not going to write a book because I don't know how. Don't let that be your mm-hmm. reason. You can do it anyway. You can start with what you do have.
Yeah. And of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask our resident author as well any feedback that you would give, like steps to take.
I mean, I definitely agree mm-hmm. with Wanda. It's just, you got to start, like mm-hmm. she said. And for me, for both of the books, like when thoughts would come to my mm-hmm. mind, I would just write. And it could just be one page or one mm-hmm. paragraph, one mm-hmm. sentence, one mm-hmm. title. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes if got like while you're doing it, it's kind of like you get more energy and
that.
More ideas, and you just kind of flow and you keep that. Going. And then eventually you got like 10 chapters. You're like, oh, here we go. And then you like rearrange it. You're like, okay, well, you know, you find editors. Mm-hmm. 'Cause I'm like, I'm not really yeah. good with like sentence structure and all of that stuff. I'm a science teacher, you know.
I love
and then
that. Yeah.
My kids used to make fun of me. I don't know if Kayla did I teach Kayla? No, I taught Trey, but you know, like phonetically, I was not that great at like spelling and
gotcha.
Stuff.
Okay.
And you know, they'd be like, "That's not spelled right, Miss." Well, I'm like, "Well, you know how to spell it." On your paper.
I'm the science teacher, not the English teacher.
You know,
I love it.
You know, don't let like some of those things that you feel like are your weaknesses like hold you back, because
that is so good.
I need people to edit my stuff, like you know, I'm grammar, all of that stuff. So you got to get started with somewhere, and then find your squad, your people to help you. You know, Sean did the book cover. Yeah. I sketched it. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, you gonna take my sketch and like make it into the cover? I was like, it was just a sketch. Like fix the lines, make it look. He was like, no, this is good. This is good. And I was like, okay. And then that one, I painted it. Yeah. And then he turned my painting into the book cover. So it's like, you just gotta do something, like give God something to work with.
That's
just
so good.
It's not gonna happen magically if you don't like do something to give God something to work with, you know. And even with becoming Eva, like I was telling Wanda earlier, I was like, you know, I'm the most like introverted person that does all these extroverted things, and you know, all of this, like I didn't know anything about podcasting or, you know, any of this. It's just, we've been learning along the way. And
I love it.
So if I could ask your audience a question.
All right.
Okay.
Y'all on the spot, BE community.
Y'all don't have to answer right now in the chat, but I just want you to think about it as you are thinking about your goals and you have to write down things. What's the one thing you can do to get started now? What's one thing? Is it pick up the phone and make a phone call? Because that's easy. Well, could be, depending on who you think you have to reach out to. Is it to write that title down? Is it to send that email to somebody? Is it to go somewhere to do something? What's the one thing you can do right now to get started? We're not talking about, you know, having the book published and on the shelf in the stores or whatever. We're not talking about that. We're not even talking about whatever your goal or dream is, the finished product. But what's the one thing you can do right now to start? And that's what you do.
I love it. Y'all got homework. Hey, BE community. Let's get it. I love it. That's good stuff. Really good stuff. I know I am on this journey with y'all as well. You know, as Toya mentioned, we just, you know, we're figuring it out as we go also, you know, and then even for the writing piece, I know there's a book, a devotional, a play, a movie, a show, all kinds of stuff in me. And I'm just trying to pull it out, you know? So For me personally, I'm trying to get consistent with my writing, you know, having set aside time to write, you know, and so it's a process for all of us, y'all. But by the grace of God, we're going to make it through together, you know?
We will.
Good stuff. All right. You want to take it away with tips and words? I feel like we got some, but if you want to do words of wisdom or any, you know, anything else for as we close out.
Any words of wisdom you can give us, and then if you can just kind of tell us a little bit about what you see in the next season of your life, because you're doing so much, but what does the next season of your life look like? I know you don't have any grandkids right now.
Oh my goodness, I would love that. Tell my son, I have my oldest son is married. Tell him and his wife, I'm waiting. But words of wisdom that I would leave and share with you guys is don't forget about yourself. We are busy. We are doing a lot for everybody else. We have our families. We have our jobs. Yeah. We have our careers. We have everything going on. Social media pulling us in different directions and everything that just clawing for our attention, for our energy, for our space. Don't forget about yourself. Don't forget about what you truly want to do, who you truly want to become. You know, what imprint you want to leave. Just don't forget about you in the hustle and bustle of everything else that's going on is what I would definitely say. Easier said than done. I understand that because we are wired to help others. We are wired to serve and to be that pillar and to be that person. But just take a step back and see, you know, what do I want? Where am I at? Am I okay? Like, am I okay? Or am I just pushing through for somebody else? But really, really, don't forget about yourself on this journey that you're trying to get to. Don't forget about yourself on the way.
That is so good. That is so good. If you don't make yourself a priority, you have nothing to give those that are around you.
That's right.
You have no way to support and encourage those that are around you. You know, and I tell people this all the time. Self-care is not selfish. Like, self-care is necessary. It is essential. in order for us to thrive in our respective roles. You know, our productivity increases, you know, when we prioritize ourselves, we're able to do a lot more with a lot less and in a much shorter or smaller amount of time. So it's like sharpening the axe, you know, so that's really good. I love that.
Yeah. And so what's next is we're going to keep going. I do have a second devotional that I am working on. Whoop, whoop. Oh my goodness. And I'm saying it out loud, so I have to finish now.
I love that.
Yeah. I do have a goal to finish it. I'm almost done with that. So hopefully by summer, fingers crossed, that'll be done and out. So I am going to be, like I said, finishing that pretty soon.
Can you give us just a sneak peek about what it might be about?
I'll tell you the title.
Okay.
Because the title, I'm thinking at this moment that it's going to be a series.
I love that.
So it's going to be Okay God series.
Oh,
so
I love
that. This next one is Okay God, I Trust You. So, because I'm walking through this journey right now, and some of the things that I've been like having to deal with and experience, you know, it's like, okay, God, I have to trust you in this moment, you know, and really being okay with trusting God. Like for me, I don't know about y'all, but for me, I believe God for you. If you say God can do it, I'm with you. I believe God can do it for you. But then when it comes to me, I'm like, God ain't gonna do that for me. Why would God do that for me? He gonna leave me hanging out. You know, all these things start going through my mind. And so I'm like, okay, in this season, trust God. So that's what this next one is gonna be about, is really trusting God with you. Not that's for so somebody good. Else. Well, in addition to somebody else, but trusting God with you, because that was really big for me in this season, is trusting him.
Trust is huge, 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 huge. I feel like it's one of those things where we say we trust God, but God is like, all right, now I need you to walk the talk.
Which means, and we don't want to.
Yeah. Because I mean, we, you know, I'm a planner. I know Toy is a planner. I'm sure, you know, like there's that aspect where it's like you want to map everything out. And as you've mapped everything out, you expect everything to go according to plan. You expect to be able to see, you know, what the steps are. And sometimes God is like, I'm giving you just enough for one step. And then you're going to trust me for the next step. And then you're going to trust me for the step after that. So trust is huge. And I love the Okay God series.
I love it.
It's like, that's dope. Like, it makes me think of like the Dear God is Me, Margaret kind of thing. But like, I love like, Okay God, you know, .. Because that it's so personable. It's so relatable. It's so like just communal with God. Like, I love that. So congratulations.
Yeah.
You are doing it.
Yes.
And you know, Maya is really big into marketing. And so I'm sure you can.
We're here for you.
Okay,
you
know, God.
Yes.
Okay, God, I see you.
She is for you. She is stellar in that department. So
I always ask people, what's your plan for your rollout? What's your rollout? Like, we, huge on that. So, So okay. you got a resource,
yes,
definitely.
Yes. Okay.
But
good.
I love the Okay God series. Yes. So, you're on the right track.
Yes.
Definitely.
So that's coming up. Hopefully, like I said, by the summer, because I only have like 6 days left to write. But like you say, finding the time to sit down and actually do it and finish it up, and being very strategic about it and not letting everything else come before it.
Yeah.
That's what I have to really put myself to do, is say, hey, I got to get this done. Get this to the publisher, get this done and everything, instead of saying, I got time. Nobody knows I'm working on it. It's okay. They'll be surprised when I put it out. It's, you know, instead of doing that piece of it, I really have to go ahead and do that. And then the other big thing that I'm doing this year is I'm hosting my second retreat in September. Last year we did a women's retreat to Florida. This year we are going to Clearwater, Florida in September.
Yeah.
So yes, it's called Experience the Wonder. And that's going to be in September. So all of you ladies are invited. You ladies are invited to join us. So that's going to be the next thing that is happening for me, continuing on this journey.
I knew we missed something, Toya. Like, I was like, there's something else we're missing here. Okay, so tell us, just take a couple minutes and break it down for us. Like, what was this retreat, the first one, like? Tell us, like, your vision, your goal for it, and what happened during the first one.
So the first one was relax, refuel, refocus.
Amen for the reason.
And so All of those things is what happened.
I need some relaxation.
All of those things is exactly what happened. We had a phenomenal time. We had just the amount of time of sessions and getting poured into and time to relax and to, really, you know, enjoy where we were. And then, you know, really seeing what we want to do going ahead and really experiencing that piece of it. So it was phenomenal. It was beautiful. The weather was amazing. The ladies were phenomenal. The sessions were great. It was just like, it was a, you had to be there to experience it. It was definitely more than I expected. You know, going into these things, you really don't know what it's going to be like, if it's going to turn out, you know, but just seeing God move in it and just listening to everybody saying how glad they were there and how much they needed it. And I was like, okay, we're going to do it. Okay, God, we're going to do it again. So this year we're going to do Renew, Restore, and Rediscover.
Amen.
And so that's going to be all centered around really, again, when I talk about what do you want and not forgetting you, that Rediscover part has really been big in my life. And so that is going to be one of the things that we're really going to focus on this year, is tapping into who we are and letting that light shine and being okay with letting that light shine and not, you know, we're not giving up our mom hats and our wife roles and all of that stuff, but we're also finding our place within all of that, because there are times when I'm not a wife and I'm not a mom and I'm not a sister and I'm not a chef and I'm not a taxi cab. What am I? And we don't tend to tap into who that person is. So that's what this year is going to be about. Amen. We're going to be really, really go after seeing who God wants us to be.
How many days is the retreat?
It's a 4-day, 3-night.
And where can our BE community get more information if they're interested in participating?
You can go to WandaWhiteMinistries.com and it is on there. Click on Experience the Wonder and all of the retreat information is there. It'll take you right there and you can sign up and register all of that stuff today.
That's so awesome, y'all.
Wow, that's amazing.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, I feel like we kind of got the blueprint for you, because we are thinking about doing a retreat for our BE community. So that sounds amazing. Okay. It really does. I love that.
Well, we'll have to talk about that.
I was going to say, it might be cool to partner up
or something. Yeah, I love that. So, okay, good stuff. So now we usually try to do like a top picks section where we get recommendations. If there's a book you would recommend, of course you've already recommended, of course, Okay God, I See You and the Well Hello Gorgeous Journal, but if there's anything else you'd like to recommend, if there are other tools or resources you want to recommend, anything, the retreat is a recommendation, but anything else you'd like to add?
Definitely recommend the retreat. Definitely recommend the devotional, and definitely, like, for me, my recommendation is not necessarily specific to a person, place, or thing, but really my recommendation is sitting with yourself.
That's good.
Sitting with yourself to really find out what you need, really, because good. I can recommend a book that's not on topic for where you are or where you're trying to go or what you're needing in your life, but really sitting with yourself to determine where you want to go in this journey.
That's good.
So that you're just not gathering information, but you're gathering things that can help propel you forward. Because we get a lot of information and we sit on a lot of information, but we don't actually put it into action. So if we find out what it is we're trying to do, and then we can do targeted resources that can push you in that direction.
That's so good. And honestly, I feel like that can be the hardest thing or most difficult thing for us to do at times, is to like sit still with ourselves. You know, like I always talk about the three S's: silence, solitude, and surrender, and how that's very hard because we live in a very busy microwave society world where, you know, people wear their busyness like a badge. But it's like, if we don't, we have to consciously and intentionally take time to just sit with ourselves. And I think sometimes that may be scary because we don't know what's going to come up. You know, sometimes anxiety or fear or guilt or regret may come up, and that's fine if it does come up, but, you know, God is there in that moment for us, you know, to do something with it, to address it, instead of us just kind of keeping it pushed down, you know, hoping it will never resurface. So, but that sitting with ourselves is a very important discipline.
It is. And once you do it, and it does feel uncomfortable at first, and you do get all of those feelings that come up, but they need to come out. they need to come out, that's because so they are actually what's holding you down mm-hmm. from doing the things that you want to do. All that fear, that. All that anxiety, all that past hurt, all of those things, that trauma is really at the root of why we're still here and not doing the things that we want to do. So we have to get those things out first. I mean, sure, you can read good books and, you know, and be entertained and even be inspired. But if you want to really propel forward, you mm-hmm. got to do the digging and get that out. So that you're building on a good ground. You want to build on a good ground.
Yeah, that's really good. Wow. Well, Toya, shall we transition into our noble character acknowledgments?
Yes.
All right.
So, Wanda, we have this section called Noble Character Acknowledgement, where we acknowledge women in the community that is inspiring others, serving others, doing things to help other people. And I really want to acknowledge you. And when I think about you, I remember the time when you lost your husband. I was working at the school and Trey was in my class, and you know, I was coaching Kayla, and I know I'm about to get emotional. But just to see your strength during that difficult time and how you became such a light and so strong for your kids, and you know, and all the things that you're doing now, it's beautiful to watch. And I love like the relationships that I've built with your kids over the years, even though I know we don't like talk consistently, but it was just beautiful to watch your strength. And you know, just relating back to the things that I went through, you know, with the one who restores, and just seeing how God is like using you to reach so many people that you probably will never know all the many lives that you are touching, like through your devotional and your journal and the other things that you're going to produce. We just want to really acknowledge you for being a woman of noble character.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you. Wanda White, you are a woman of noble character. So if you all have not already heard or had the opportunity to write it down, and we'll put it in the chat, you can check her out at WandaWhiteMinistries.com. We are so, so just blessed to have had the opportunity to connect with you, and you know, moving forward, just excited about all that is to come, all that you are doing, all that God is doing in you, through you, and just excited to be able to support any way that we can.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. This
is wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome. Wow, y'all. Okay, so we will actually, and we'll put a link in the chat, but as we were just talking about earlier, we're trying to figure out our next event offering for the BE community. So if you are interested in the retreat that Wanda White mentioned, then, you know, put that in the chat, let us know. And there's actually a survey we want you to complete also. So you can tell us what you like, what you don't like, suggestions you have, things that you want to hear more of, guests that you want to hear from. You know, we really want to tailor this offering to meet your needs. And so let us know, keep us posted, and we're here to support. So we'll close out with that.
Yes. Join us next time as we continue our Notable Women series.
Yes.
Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast app, subscribe to the YouTube channel, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Make sure you check out our website.
Yes.
Grab your merch, your mugs, yes, your shirts, your dresses, your jackets, everything.
Springtime is butterfly season for the BE community. So when you go to our website, you'll see butterflies galore. Okay. So check it out. We've got a lot of new springtime and summer merch. So check it out. Support us any way that you can. Just know we are here for you. Okay.
We'll see you guys next time.
All right. Bye. BE community. It's been a pleasure. Absolute pleasure. Thank y'all so much for joining us. We will see y'all next time.
Don't forget to like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Click subscribe on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast.
Check us out at becomingevatoday.com
or email us at becomingevatoday.com.
See you next time.